Pulse 2, Matchday Live.
A 3-0 defeat for the Bantams. Kenny Black joins me on Pulse 2, Matchday Live. Ultimately, a disappointing evening, Kenny.
Yeah, well, we're disappointed with the goals that we conceded. I think certainly the first and third goals in particular. I think the second one was a bit unlucky, the penalty kick. I think I think it's Alex Laird tries to go and clear his lines and he catches a lad. But disappointing. But you know, the lads hung in there. The younger ones that we introduced in the second half, and we said to them at half time, let's just make sure, can we get a goal back early in the second half to maybe change the complex of the game. We failed to do that, but you know, all in all, a disappointing result.
It was a very young City side that finished the game, teenagers and a history maker as well in Rhys Staunton. That's a massive positive, I guess, on the night.
So I believe, yeah, definitely. I think the young lad's been doing ever so well in the under-16s, and we introduced Jake Mulby and Rhys Staunton. To give them some first team experience, and I think we took that out from the game, that it was a positive. There was two or three flashes in regards to Jordan Gibson in the first half, and he's had a shot late on.
Quite well tonight, Jordan Gibson.
Yeah,
he's done his cause no harm.
Yes, he's done fine. I mean, he did really well against Man City there in the previous game, and we're just disappointed that we didn't finish off the section with a victory. You know, but you know, I think we've qualified anyway, and. All in all, you know, as I say, a disappointing end to the game.
Don't want to put too many negatives on it. There's a couple of sort of fringe players, first team players who played tonight who probably didn't perform, and I would suspect you might give them a kick up the backside at half time.
Well, we always say that to the guys who are not getting regular first team football. You know, these are opportunities for them to go and showcase their talents. You know, and I think it's one of these ones that there'll probably be two or three frustrated players in there that probably didn't show the form that they're capable of.
Yeah.
But we try and encourage them all along. You know, I think, as I say, Monday to Friday in the training ground, and then obviously match days, even like today under a sparse crowd. I think it's really, really important that we see what they're capable of doing, and there was two or three of them tonight probably didn't have their best games, let's say that.
Yeah, it's difficult because we knew the situation we were in coming to tonight's game. We'd already qualified, but whenever you pull on the shirt, you want people to put in a performance. Young or old, it's irrespective.
Yeah, definitely. There was a reaction obviously from Rotherham. You know, they were sitting, I think they could still mathematically qualify, and certainly the first goal was always going to be important. It always is important in any game you play. But I think they got a reaction from them getting knocked out the FA Cup on Saturday. Our lads already qualified, but as you say, you know, I think it's important that any match that we play, whether it be Checker Trade Trophy or FA Cup or League One, it's important that we turn up to the event and do the best we can.
And as far as Saturday is concerned, Tim Ting obviously came off. Is there an issue there?
No, he was feeling his hamstring a little bit tight. It's not a pull or anything like that. He was just feeling a little bit. Tim's not had a lot of football either, and they had 90 minutes on Saturday in the FA Cup. So it was really a precaution for Tim coming. That's right, a tightness of the hamstring, and so we thought as a precaution, we'll take him off.
And pleased to get Dom Polley in 75 minutes under his belt as well.
Yeah, Dom. You know, I think all these first team guys, and I think it was important that they play Dom, and Omari's another one that's maybe suffered for a little bit of lacking confidence just now, but I mean, he's shown certainly what he's capable of doing, and I think with youngsters you do get a little dip in form now and again, and I think it's important that we stick with them, all the first team lads, because they're here for one reason. They are good footballers, and hopefully we can see that.
It's been strange because obviously got a huge game on Saturday, but the FA Cup last week and a Checker Trade Trophy game. Yeah. What's the mood in the camp with the rest of the players? Any issues going into this game on Saturday?
No, I'm firmly focused. I think we're delighted to do one step further than we did last year. Obviously coming out of the FA Cup against Accrington last season, we've progressed. We've got another home tie. We're sitting okay in the league just now. We've got a home game against Plymouth on Saturday, so all systems go, hopefully, for 3 points.
Yeah, and the lowest crowd ever at Valley Parade, would you
was
believe,
right?
tonight?
Was
so
right? Oh.
So are the high of the 15-year-old and the low of the low crowd.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A real mixed bag tonight.
That's football for you, isn't it?
It is.
Football
the highs and lows.
Yeah,
listen,
definitely.
Great speaking to you. Good luck on Saturday.
No problem.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Kenny Black,
thanks.
Assistant Manager, joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. A probably fair analysis.
Pulse 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead.
Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.